The president used part of his speech in Charleston today to tout his new budget, which calls for a 10% increase in overall spending for Homeland Security. But local officials are unhappy with cuts elsewhere in the budget. They say those reductions will leave first responders less prepared to deal with a terrorist attack. NPR's Pam Fester has this report.
The Democratic mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, was in the audience today when President Bush called protecting the homeland a solemn responsibility. But Mayor Joe Riley says his city and others still don't have what they need to make their communities safe.
We have needs for our emergency operations center. We have training and equipment needs for our bomb unit, a mobile command post, detection equipment, combustible gas, indicators, gamma radiation monitors. I mean, there are plenty of things that we need.
He says a big problem is that federal Homeland Security funds are stuck in Washington or at the state level, and they're not getting to where they're needed most. Riley's hopeful this will soon change, but he and other mayors are also concerned about spending cuts proposed by the administration. Among them is a huge reduction from $756 million down to $44 million for the COPS program, which helps local police departments hire new officers.
And obviously, if we reduce resources available to police departments, and they're the same police departments that after 911 have additional responsibilities of Homeland Security, then reducing resources is not prudent.
The nation's firefighters are also upset about a 50% proposed cut in a program to help them buy equipment. The administration has also requested no funding for a new program approved by Congress to help hire about 75,000 firefighters over the next 7 years. Harold Schaitberger, general president of the International Association of Firefighters, says the cuts put firefighters at risk.
My members that are on the line every day, whether it's natural, man-made, and now some of these unbelievable threats that we could face.
Schaitberger spoke from Michigan, where he's campaigning for Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Local officials say they're also concerned about other proposed cuts. The president has called for a big boost in aid for high-risk urban areas, such as New York and Los Angeles, but an overall cut of about $800 million in state and local Homeland Security grants. Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security, defended the change this week, noting that states and localities have already been awarded about $8 billion. And that another $3.5 billion has been proposed.
I think that's adequate dollars. And one of our challenges now we have in this administration and around the country is to make sure that we're getting a return on the investment.
That's why the administration wants to cut the grant program, which is based on an old formula that doesn't have much to do with what kind of terrorist threat states and localities face. The administration says it wants to target funds to where they're needed the most. Some local officials are also upset about proposed cuts in port security, something the president emphasized in his Charleston speech, which he delivered standing in front of a Coast Guard cutter. While the administration is calling for $1.9 billion to help secure ports and cargo containers, critics say that's not enough. The American Association of Port Authorities complains that there are no funds provided to ports to help them secure their facilities. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington is upset that funds for a new program to help ports secure and track cargo containers have also been eliminated in the budget. She says an attack on a port could have a devastating economic impact.
We can't play games with this. We can't just stand in front of Coast Guard cutters. We have to make sure we're doing what we need to do, and it is not free.
The question now is what Congress will do with the president's budget, whether it will accept his priorities or listen to those who want the money restored. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.